Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm and home of the delivery carrot.
Yes, we have this awesome carrot.
I didn't know it was a carrot when I bought it.
Well, it is a carrot.
It is now.
I think it looks like, sort of looks like a carrot. Kind of looks like a baby carrot, sort of.
So for
like a Scarlet Nanchez, I think. I think that's what it is.
I see. I didn't realize now it's even become narrowed down to a specific variety of carrot.
I'm thinking, but if it would fly, that would be fantastic. So that's my next goal.
So I
like a big blimp.
I hope that everyone on this podcast knows what the heck we're talking about.
One of us is a visionary and
the other one has to implement all these visions.
Okay.
No, you do a lot of implementing. I certainly didn't mean to sound like I'm doing all the implementing. That's so not true.
I do have some crazy ideas. But in our delivery, we are delivering produce and honey and jam and baked goods. And it's fun.
Oh, Saturdays are a blast.
Yeah, it's really fun. But my idea was that when we decided to do this delivery is to have like a vegetable that we drive around in. And, you know, that whole Wienermobile thing.
I always liked the Wienermobile.
I know. I've always wanted to drive it. I just think it's totally cool, you know. But anyway, so I thought maybe like the carrot. Like we would drive a carrot because we're delivering produce.
Right.
Well, you just happen to have an orange Jeep.
How much better could it be?
I know. And that was totally... I don't think it was a coincidence.
But it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I was drawn to that orange Jeep years ago, finally got one, and now we know why.
Yeah, it was to be the carrot mobile.
It needs a green tail for the top.
I know.
Maybe a pointy nose.
Like, I mean, I created one like in a meme, but, you know, I kind of put some green at the back of it. I drew that on there, but... Yeah, it doesn't have it yet, but we may have to see what we can do to fix that up.
And what?
Maybe like an air dancer that comes out the back.
Oh, wow.
Like a parachute or something.
We don't drive that fast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I digressed again.
Again. But what was cool is while we were out delivering on Saturday, we got a text that one of our friends had a carrot mobile sighting.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
So thank you, Martha, for that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
As we have been continuing to grow in our business and expand what we offer and how we offer it, we've found that it's time to make a few more business tweaks.
Right. I mean, I am grateful, but we have had a major bump in our business.
Yes, it's crazy. The deliveries keep going up and the product demand is going up.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, we are grateful.
We are very grateful.
But what we found is that the two of us are struggling to keep up.
Yeah, we're still the workforce.
We are. The cats do not seem to participate.
Yeah, they're not much help.
So we have decided that one of the things that we were trying to keep up with that we really need to change is our response to messages. So going forward, we will respond to messages through whether it's email or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, however folks message us. We will respond to those messages Tuesday through Saturday, 8 in the morning and probably around 4 in the afternoon, basically as we start our work day and then when we get done and come back in from the gardens or the kitchen or wherever, we'll check again. But we just can't check constantly.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's great that people love our products and love what we do, but we also need to have time to do it.
And, exactly.
You know, last week I was trying to pull some of the warm weather crops out, like beans. You know, we talked about that, and it's time to rotate. And so I was planting and, you know, working beds, and you were making jam.
Yes.
We bottled honey last week. And we also need to go get ingredients sometime. So, you know, we have to leave. And
we actually even sit down to eat periodically.
Yeah, we do that. We still have laundry and, you know, those sort of things. And again, we're still the workforce. And we're grateful for all of the messages, but it became a little overwhelming last week because we had so many different channels of people sending us messages, whether it's text or messenger or whatever. It was very difficult for us to keep up with it. And we decided last week, every day we had about a 12-hour work day. And for two retired gals,
it's a funny definition of retired.
Yeah, that's a lot. And
so
I think we can do a better job with how we manage
that. I think
that.
We can. And our request to all of you is don't be offended if we don't get back to you immediately. We will respond to messages. If you're looking for our products, you can always go to the online store. We get a message for those as well, and we'll print off your order and respond if you have questions. So feel free to go ahead and enter orders there.
And I think that's one of the things that we decided that we could do better, too. Last week, because the Gert's Garden Bags have been so popular and much more popular than I even anticipated.
It's been so cool.
It really has. But we have started having people that are requesting the garden bags, like on Monday, wanting to know what we have. Well, because it's a share. And I'm not exactly sure what we'll have at the end of the week. You know, I can get a good guess, but we didn't have them available on our online store. So people wanted to order them. They wanted to make sure they got one. So they were sending us messages asking for them. And so I think you've come up with a better plan so that people can go ahead and get their name in so they don't have to be concerned, and I think it'll work better for all of us.
I agree. So what we're trying for this week is there is now, instead of a buy button on the store online, you will send in a request. And if you go to the Gert's Garden Bag product, you will see a request button, and that will bring up an email. And you will email us and put your name on the list. We still will have a limited number of Gert's Garden Bags, but we will fill those in the order they're received for as many people as possible.
Right.
And we may not know that until the end of the week, like you said. And
usually I know by Thursday, I get a good idea of what we'll have. But, you know, it's at the beginning of the week, I really can't know that I'm going to have enough to fill. Because I want those bags really nice.
Oh, and I think they have been. And all the feedback that we've received of people with pictures of eating
their
produce.
Yesterday
it's been
was
cool.
Fantastic. Last night, we had delivered bags during the day. And we had several people that picked up at the farm, too. But we had a lot of people that tagged us or sent us pictures of their meals.
That was fun. We enjoyed that.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I love seeing the food that we brought to them on their table. That was so great.
It was. So thank you everyone for that feedback. We loved it. And again, if you want to be on the list, we'll fill as many as we can in the order of request. And you'll send us an email and we'll respond back to you about whether or not we can fill that request and then work out a method of payment. Send you an invoice. We'll work that out through the email. But for now, that is our new system that we're going to give a shot and see how it works.
And if we can't do the Gert's Garden bag, we might be able to do like a custom order.
Right.
So don't give up. Just because we can't do the share type of bag, we may be able to do tomatoes or, you know, we may be able to fill some of that. So don't give up. We're going to do the best we can to get everyone the fresh food that they want in the method that they want. But we'll be able to do the shares for 2 more weeks, I think. We know that the potatoes are done now. Corn will be done soon. We're right now at the on the other side of peak for tomatoes. Now, we'll have tomatoes till frost, but, you know, they will start to get smaller and, you know, things will change.
The days are getting shorter.
Yeah, the days are getting shorter.
All of those things require a certain amount of sunlight. Right. So we're filling, I mean, I cannot believe how much you have harvested out of that garden.
Yeah. Well, it helps a lot though, because we've had corn that Jim grows and we do go pick it. And that has been really good. And, you know, that'll come to an end very quickly, probably within the next week or two. And Martha has some fantastic produce. She does those potatoes that everyone loves. And we received some pictures of potatoes last night, yes. The blue ones, and that was fun. But, you know, those things will change. And we're going to do the best we can to go through the season as long as we can. And I have started putting in some cool weather crops, and Martha probably has too, I'm guessing. It's going to be a little bit before we have radishes and kale and spinach and lettuce, but they're already coming up. I started planting last week, and it's so exciting to see those little the little lettuces and things in there. So we'll have them.
That's totally fine.
It'll be a while, and you know, we may pick up the Gert's Garden bag for cool weather crops in, you know, I don't know, a few weeks. We'll see how everything comes up. But you know, for now we have 2 more weeks of the Gert's Garden bag that we're doing. And then we're gonna take Labor Day weekend off.
Yes,
we've never done anything like that before. But we decided we're going to do that the entire weekend. We're going to take off, and then we'll be back at it the next week.
Indeed, we will. And we wanted to also give a shout out to Julie and a little cowbell for commenting on the podcast and being entertained by our weekly podcast.
Yeah, we have some friends that tell us that they listen on their way to work or while they're working. And I mean,
I love that.
That's fantastic.
So this week's cowbell for Julie. Thank you for listening.
So one thing I want to make an announcement. This is super exciting. And we should have talked about this last week, but I totally forgot about it. But you have had what I say is an honor in terms of your writing, and have been selected to be a writer. So can you tell a little bit about that?
Yes, I've been blogging on a platform called medium.com for some time. And there are on that platform different publications. So think of it like magazines within this medium.com online. And one of those is called Heated with Mark Bittman. And Mark Bittman is kind of a big deal in the recipe cookbook writing world. And one of the articles that I wrote recently, I had published on our own publication. And they reached out to me, the editors at Heated, and asked if they could post my article on their publication. And it's all about butter. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and you can go read it. I've had over 2,000 people look at that.
That is great.
That is a lot of fun. It's very rewarding to see my writing have a response out in the general public.
Well, and last week you had another one published.
I did. I then submitted another one to them, and they picked that up. That one's about catfish. cat-facing tomatoes.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to talk about that here. So if you want to know what a cat-facing tomato is, I'll have a link to that article as well. So that's been very rewarding for me personally, to get some recognition with my writing.
Yeah.
And to get some income from it too. Medium has a payment platform if you join as a member. So that's nice.
That's very nice. And it's, again, one more thing that you really enjoy doing and want to do. And now you have even another outlet. And, I think I have some ideas for some articles for you to write. I think maybe one about the Carrot Mobile. And so we'll talk after this.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Okay.
So look for those links in the show notes to the articles. And I'll also put in a link to the publication that we host, which is Terroir Life.
Yes. Has all kinds of different options, or will eventually.
So that is growing. It's a brand new publication, but it is growing, and all about the local essence and characteristic of our life.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Lots going on.
As always. And yeah, there's a lot going on, and really good changes around Five Feline Farm.
Good growth.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.